following the negotiations with the Garda representative organisations and what appears to be an agreement between government and them, the whole issue of Lansdowne comes to the fore. And, you know, across the trade union sector, they're making it clear that the agreement, the existing agreement, is dead, that the government need to open up negotiations on a new agreement. They need to show a pathway, particularly to low-paid workers in the public sector, that their pay will be restored. And then the other issue, it's a huge issue, is equal pay for equal work. You can't have a situation where two people are doing the same job and one is getting paid much less. So that needs to be addressed.
Now, the Taoiseach has rejected claims that the government and indeed the Department of Education has been lax in the response to this. You don't seem to think so.
I think that this can't have come as a shock to government. As the economy is starting to recover, clearly, particularly low-paid public sector workers will want to see pay restoration. They took very large pay cuts during the years of austerity. They want to see some kind of pathway back for them and their families. Obviously, you have a situation with the Gardaí, you have a situation with the teachers and the ASTI, and now you're going to see a situation with the wider public sector. So the government need to step up to the plate, commence the negotiations, demonstrate a pathway, and clearly outline how they're going to deliver equal pay for equal work.